Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I was somewhere. This was in Marianna, and I picked up the USA Today, and I was shocked.
Shocked
at what I saw in the USA Today this weekend was that Army suicides hit the highest ever in July. Ever since they've been tracking suicides in the Army, that's never been this high. A total of 38 soldiers either committed suicide or are suspected of doing so in July. The highest one ever since they've been keeping, you know, a tally of that.
Mm. Wow.
And that's over 116 deaths this year. And it's just, oh my goodness.
That's tragic.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a sense of hopelessness.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sense of they have a stopgap thing that they're doing where, you know, if somebody goes and serves, you know, we need to make available today. If you have not, you need to go to the VFN Torch and we need to repost this on our Facebook as well.
Okay.
You know, a soldier encounters God. And, you know, Steve Kalaszewski's, and I want you to share this. Every soldier you know, tell them to share this with every soldier, every parent that's a soldier, and get this to them because the hope is in Jesus Christ, God.
Right.
And you got to hear this because he tells his story. He came back the same way. He was filled in the very same way these statistics talk about. And, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, if God did not touch him at that moment, he was going to touch somebody and really hurt them. And he cried out to a God he didn't know.
That's right.
And God met him.
Answered him.
He so shocked him that God was real. And God instantly took this off of him. But he never knew God. So he didn't know how to talk to this God who touched him. And so God began him on a journey. You've got to, he did two tours of duty in Iraq. He's an awesome man. And he, you know, he fought for us. He's the real deal. John, make this available if you would on the VFN TV Facebook. So and I encourage our listeners, take the moment today and say, share this with every single soldier or parent of a soldier or spouse of a soldier or child whose father or mother is a soldier, and say, you've got to listen to this few minutes. You've got to listen to it. And I mean, this is a way, if we really want to stop this, they have to have hope. You have to have hope. I mean, you think about it, you're already fighting every single day. You're losing your friends. The people are not grateful that you're in their country that you're fighting for. As a matter of fact, right now, they're turning their guns on our soldiers in Afghanistan. The very police officers that they're working with are now turning their guns the same way it happened in Fort Hood.
Wow.
You know, and if you want, if America continues to be in bed with Islam, continues to be in bed with, you know, the thing that's contrary to our Constitution, that's just going to continue on. You cannot negotiate with evil, and you cannot partner with evil. And if somebody's goal is to destroy you, there is no treaty you can sign other than you stay over there and we'll stay over here, you know, but it's not going to work. And so make sure it's a soldier. I believe it's called a soldier. Find that out, John, you know, while we're talking. You know, in the Torch, you know, about a Marine. A Marine encounters God. That's the name of it in there, I believe. And we'll get that before the segment's out. And he's going to make it available on Facebook today and share it. Share it with everybody. And just tell them, listen, if you love your soldiers, if you're thankful and you're grateful, you need to be able to get them or their parents or their child or their spouse to listen to this. And because it's God showing up at a time like that, and maybe 38 soldiers would be alive today if we would have got this to them.
Wow.
We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.